Hi, and welcome to Reclaiming Joy, a show for high-achieving, ambitious women that want to break free from burnout. Reclaiming Joy was created because we, as women, get so wrapped up in minuscule life things that we forget what joy feels like. I'm so excited you're here. I'm your host, Latina burnout coach and speaker, Valley Lucille. I help women create and embody a life that feels peaceful and easy. In this show, my goal is to elevate your life with discussions on defeating burnout, embracing self-care, and rediscovering joy on your terms and not anybody else's. Ready? Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to Reclaiming Joy. In the last episode, we talked about taking responsibility for our own joy, whether that be away from our partners, our parents, our family members, our jobs, etc., and making it our responsibility to make sure that joy is something that we give to ourselves. And so with that, I want to continue talking about how relationships are affected when we do not take responsibility for our own joy. Specifically, in this episode, we'll be talking about transactional love. Let's get into the episode. Transactional love. We all know someone or a relationship that resembles that specific topic. This is a phrase that I have been hearing a lot recently. Many times as women, we tend to do a lot of give, 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 and a lot of times we don't take it. However, sometimes we end up having this mental block in our relationships where we become resentful of the people that we have around us, our loved ones. And that resent breeds from this constant feeling of having to always do in order to feel loved, in order to feel worthy, in order to feel adequate, in order to feel like enough. And without even realizing it, we end up in this phase where we are transactionally loving not only ourselves, but the people around us. And I want to give you an example. A while back with my husband, there was a point where either it was me or my husband where a few things would be done around the house and resentment will bubble over or annoyance will bubble over. And automatically the other person, whether it was my husband or I, would come out and start making lists, right? So the list would be like, well, I did this, I did A, B, C, and D, and you did E, but now I'm about to do F, G, H, I, and you feel like it's not enough, right? And so the list building is when you do all these things that you think you should be doing for your relationship, but really what you're doing is waiting for reciprocation of love from that person. And so everything becomes transactional. As I give you this, you should give me that. But there's no joy in that. There is no joy if you're constantly doing things to then say to that person, well, I did this. And it doesn't only have to happen in a marriage. It can happen in a parental relationship that you have, or maybe even with siblings or friends or coworkers, right? Where you are expecting the other person to go above and beyond because you feel like you've also gone above and beyond for them. But you have to remember that not everyone can give like you can give. I have this concept called expectation of the middle. I want you to imagine a line that's in front of you. This line represents your own capacity. At the beginning, your line starts with zero. That's where you have no room, no space, no energy to give or do anything. At the other end of the line is 100. This is where you can function fully charged and can give abundantly. Now I want you to think that all of us, all the people around you, have this capacity line as well. And for most days, maybe you function with your capacity in between 50 and 100 to be able to get things done and to be able to be aware of the people and events around you. And then there are some days where you function between 0 and 50. And those days, you're trying your best just to get by. Now, I call this concept expectation of the middle because a lot of times we tend to feel that because we had the capacity to do something for someone, we expect that they meet us at least in the middle, minimum, right? But what is the middle? Is the middle your capacity or theirs? Could it be that you're able to give 100 and maybe their 100 for the day is only 50 or below on your line? Think about how everyone's capacity is different. We're all working with different lines, calibrated very differently because we aren't all living the same life and going through the same things. So if you are expecting something from your loved one because you did something for them, that's a transactional love. And you're not taking into consideration their capacity. And so is that really love? Now you're making your relationship into a business and you're expecting something in return. You're using the action that you do as a form of payment and you're waiting for service from them. And it becomes a give and take where you feel like if I'm doing all this, then this person needs to do all this. Don't get me wrong. When me and my husband were doing this, we definitely did not notice that this was something that was happening in our relationship. It just kind of occurred because we weren't aware of each other's capacity. And capacity doesn't necessarily only mean energy. It can come in many forms. It can be money, mindset, education, knowledge, etc. There's no such thing as everything needs to be 50-50 in relationships because some days you might not be able to give your 50 of whatever that relationship requires. Maybe you only have 20, and that means that your partner has to give 80 to give 100 together as a combo. And so in that sense, you start robbing yourself of the joy of that relationship, of that person, of that experience you're having, because in your mind, you're constantly replaying the things that you feel they should have done for you, or that they need to meet you where you are. You are consistently thinking about everything you have given, and they haven't done so. If this podcast resonates with you and you're a busy mom that's been wanting to excel in your career, grow your money, improve your relationships and your social life, and you also want to have more joy without feeling guilty for putting yourself first, then I invite you to work with me in private coaching. In private coaching, you'll get 6 months of weekly one-on-one calls and daily tech support. Book a sales call with the link in the show notes. On the call, you'll share with me where you are now and what your goals are. I can't wait to talk to you. All right, let's get back to the show. Now, I'm not saying to be taken advantage of, and I'm not saying that the other person, whatever relationship it is in, shouldn't also be equally giving or also growing, but I want you to focus on the word equally. Not everyone can give the way that you can give. And when you are expecting someone else to show love or to give love or to show you that they care in the way that you do, it becomes transactional because that person doesn't really know what you're expecting. They cannot read your mind and is probably not keeping tally like you are. And if you're keeping tally in your relationships, that says a lot about where you are in the relationship and where you are with feelings of just how you feel about yourself. It comes from a sense of insecurity. It comes from feeling that you are not enough and all that robs you of joy. And so you sit there and you question, like, how can I be friends or in a relationship with this person or work with this person or live with this person, right? It makes you question or feel like you're losing your mind. And trust me, I know, because I've been there. I'm going to ask you to take one step over and think and reflect about what if you did everything you did because it came out of the joy and happiness to do that? What if you did what you did to give that person joy and nothing more? Not to receive anything back, not to get anything back, not to cash back later, right? What if every action you took in your relationship was to make sure that you had joy and peace of mind? And it also provided joy and peace of mind to whoever it is that you are expecting that transactional love from. Because let me tell you, it's not going to last and it's not going to work if you're constantly expecting something back. You have to allow people to love you how they know how to love you and how much their capacity can actually hold. Everybody has their own love language. If you don't know your love language, I highly recommend that you go online and look for 5 love language tests and take it to see what your love language is. I can tell you from my experience, mine is acts of love. And so I love when people just do things for me. And it's not because I want them to do it. It just shows me that they love me. That's just what resonates with me. Now with my husband, his love language is physical touch. And so he likes when I caress his hair or give him a back massage. That's showing and affirming my love for him in that way, right? I'm not a physical touch person, but I know that when my husband is touching me, that's his form of showing me love because his love language is physical touch. And for me, I will do things for people not expecting anything back, but that because that's just how I show love. But sometimes it gets taken advantage of, right? Sometimes when we do certain things and get into the cycle of doing it over and over and over again, it can lead to being taken advantage of. And we start creating these lists and the energy and attitude of, well, I did this and this, and it takes away the joy of actually doing something for somebody. I want you to ask yourself, how are you showing up in your relationships? Are you making lists that nobody knows about in your head, then reacting when you don't get reimbursed for that list or for whatever action you took? When you don't get compensated for doing those actions, for doing those things, like, what is the mindset behind it? It took my husband and I a really long time to be able to vocalize those things to one another. And once we did, and once we were able to reflect on each other's own flaws and our own insecurities and where that was coming from, we were able to develop our relationship and make it stronger. And now we have so much joy because there's just a weight that has been lifted off our shoulders because we don't feel like we need to do things for one another, but more that we like to do things for one another. Being in tune with the relationships you have will come from you being in tune with yourself and how you're showing up to show love and how you're showing up to be present for yourself and whatever space that you're in. So if you resonated with this episode and you realized, oh, I have a lot of my relationships are like this and they're very transactional for me right now, I want you to take a moment and just sit and notice and ask yourself why. How did you get there? How did the resentment and where did the resentment come from? And how can you mitigate and decrease that resentment so that you're now loving out of joy versus resentment? And it doesn't become a transactional thing. It becomes real. Think about those moments when you have the opportunity to give and then
you feel bad because you didn't receive. If that's the mentality that you have, that I'm not going to give because I didn't receive, there's definitely some internal reflections that you need to do. The first thing I want you to do is really look at your line of capacity. How are you acting? Now, a lot of times I find that if I'm giving from my line of capacity from 0 to 50, it is a little harder for me to accept from someone else that they're giving me below the line as well. But you have to be okay with just okay with what they give you, right? Taking the time to distinguish between making and doing and giving in a way that you feel like you need to be reimbursed versus just doing it because it's a nice thing to do, or it's the right thing to do, or it's a thing that you want to do because it brings you joy. Take today and think and look at your relationships. Which ones are transactionals? Which ones can maybe you change around and shift? Which one is it you? Which one is it them? And really kind of focus on dialing in and what can be changed and what can you do and what can you do for yourself. Thank you for joining me this week. So that you never miss an episode, make sure to subscribe to the show. You can help show your support and help the podcast grow by rating, but especially by leaving a thoughtful review. If you resonated with or took anything away from the show, I invite you to take a screenshot and share it on your social media so other women like you can also enjoy the show. For more weekly coaching rants, an inside look at what's happening behind the scenes with my clients and I, women like you, and more tips on how to reclaim your joy, join my email list, From Pleasing to Peaceful, with a link in the show notes. I'd love for you to be part of our growing community. Thanks again. Till next week.